Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Tzadi Hey. We left off in Daf Tzadi Dalet Amid Beis. We're going to backtrack a little bit to Amar Le Rav Ashi Le Rav Kahana. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also by Eliza and Aaron Hertz and family for Zuchus of Refuah Shleima for Chaim Daniel Usher ben Esther Reisha. The name Chaim was added. Chaim Daniel Usher ben Esther Reisha should have Refuah Shleima B'Soch Shar Chole Yisrael. So today we're going to first finish up the discussion from yesterday, whether our Mishnah can be going like Rabbi Akiva or not, and we'll get into some of those details. And then the Gemara is going to discuss when a person has bia with achos ishto or with aim ishto, does that aser his wife for him? Meaning, does that mean that his wife is now going to become asura to him because he had bia with either her sister or her mother? And then the Gemara is in that conversation, the Gemara is going to mention some sort of kal v'chomer, where it refers to some halacha that's kal, from which we learn that if you're boel achos ishto, that that your wife does become asur to you. But we're not sure exactly what the halacha that's kal that we're learning from is. So the Gemara is going to have six possibilities of what is that halacha that's kal that we use in this kal v'chomer to derive that achos ishto, that having bia with achos ishto is going to asur one's wife on him. And then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to have four possibilities what Rabbi Yossi meant at the end of our Mishnah. At the end of the Mishnah, on the top of Tzadi Dalet and Beis, Rabbi Yossi said something, but it wasn't abundantly clear. I don't think we even translated it yesterday. That Rabbi Yossi Amar Kol Shaposel Adei Echerim Posel Adei Atzmo Kol Shein Posel Adei Echerim Einu Posel Adei Atzmo. What's he talking about? So four possibilities of what he means by that. And then the Gemara is going to tell us that Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yossi, and we're going to have four possibilities of what Shmuel means when he paskins like Rabbi Yossi, because we have all these different possibilities of what Rabbi Yossi even meant. So when Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yossi, what exactly did Shmuel mean? So let's go back to the conversation we were in the middle of yesterday. We sort of rushed through at the end. The Gemara suggested that our Mishnah, which spoke about a case where a man's wife goes away, the Medina Sayyam, and he assumes that he hears that his wife is dead, and he goes and he marries his wife's sister, and then the wife comes home. So we're suggesting the Mishnah had said that the wife is allowed to go back to her husband. So the Gemara had said, oh, that must be against Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva would say that the man has to give a get to his wife's sister when the wife comes home. So if he's got to give a get to the wife's sister, then there's no way that he could take back his wife. He just gave a get to the sister. It's achos grushaso, so there's no way he'd be allowed to take her back. So it must be that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva. So then the Gemara said, no, Rabbi Akiva says you have to give a get to the wife's sister when you had only kiddushin with her, with the original wife, because people will think that the whole original kiddushin was al tanai. But if you actually had nisuin with the original wife, which is what the case in our Mishnah is, you don't need to give a get to the wife's sister who you married in the wife's absence, because no one is going to think nisuin is al tanai. Nisuin is never al tanai. So now the Gemara brings akasha on that which we said that the Mishnah could even be going like Rabbi Akiva. Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. Again, the first word on the line is binisuin, about 12 lines from the end of the page. Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. Rabbi Akiva, if our Mishnah is actually going like Rabbi Akiva, then the Mishnah shouldn't have only spoken about a case where when you thought your wife was dead, you married her sister. It should have spoken about a case of Sinami Chamoso. It should have also mentioned the case where when you think your wife is dead, you marry her mother. And then the wife comes back, and it turns out that you married the mother Be'isser. Why should it have mentioned that case as well? Because Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that Chamoso La'achar Misa La'av Bisrei, that if one marries his wife's mother after the wife dies, there's no chiyuv shreifa, meaning much like the isser of a wife's sister, where the isser is only while the wife is alive. Rabbi Akiva holds the isser of a wife's mother is also only while the wife is alive. That's unique to Rabbi Akiva. Most other Tanaim hold that the isser of a mother-in-law is even after the wife's death. But if our Mishnah is really going like Rabbi Akiva, so then we should mention the mother-in-law case also, because it's the same as the sister case. In both of those cases, if the wife is alive, she's asura. If the wife is dead, she's mutaris. And therefore, you could imagine a case where the wife goes away, he thinks she's dead, and he marries either the sister or the mother. And then the wife comes Shalom and he has to contend with that. Why does it only talk about the sister? Well, where do I see that Rabbi Kiva holds that you're allowed to marry the mother after the wife dies? Titania, because we have a brisa that says as follows. There's a pasuk that tells us that Be'esh Yisrafu Osova Eshen. So the pasuk is telling us Osov Es Achas Mehen, that that in a case where one marries his wife's mother, that one sleeps with his wife's mother, so it's saying that he's Chayiv Sreifa, and one of them, Osova Eshen, Achas Mehen, one of them is going to be Chayiv Sreifa as well, meaning namely the mother-in-law. The wife didn't do anything wrong. The mother-in-law did something terrible. She married her son-in-law. So Div Rabbi Shmuel, that's how Rabbi Shmuel touches up the pasuk, that it's just telling us that the guy who slept with his mother-in-law and the mother-in-law slept with the son-in-law are both going to be Chayiv Sreifa. But Rabbi Kiva Omer, Osova Eshteyen, no, the pasuk means that Osova Eshen is plural, that not only is the guy going to be Chayiv Sreifa, both women are going to be Chayiv Sreifa. Now, it can't possibly mean that the wife is going to be Chayiv Sreifa. What did she do? She's the victim over here, right? She married a guy who she thought was a normal guy, and she thought she could trust her mother, and then her mother goes and sleeps with her husband. So why would she be Chayiv Sreifa? So that's Machlokas Abaye and Rava, what Rabbi Akiva means by this. Abaye thinks what Rabbi Akiva means by this when he says that both women are going to be Chayiv Sreifa is that the case is even crazier. Not only did he sleep with his mother-in-law, he also slept with his grandmother-in-law. So those are the two women that are going to be Chayiv Sreifa, not his wife. His wife did nothing wrong. Again, she's the victim. But Ima, Ve'im Ima, that both of them are going to be Chayiv Sreifa if they're with the husband. But Rava understands that no, that he only married the mother-in-law, not the grandmother-in-law. And the pasuk is saying that you know when there's going to be a Chayiv Misa? That's only if both women are alive. Meaning, when is the mother-in-law going to be Chayiv Misa and the husband going to be Chayiv Misa for this relationship? Only if the wife was alive when this relationship happened. But if the wife was already dead when this relationship happened, then there's no problem with this relationship. That's Shitas Rabbi Akiva. So that's the Gemara's Kasha, that if we're saying our Mishnah is following Shitas Rabbi Akiva, then our Mishnah should not have only given an example of you think your wife is dead and therefore you marry your sister. It should have also given an example of you think your wife is dead and therefore you marry her mother, because according to Rabbi Akiva, you're allowed to do that. That's how he teaches the Pasuk. So the Gemara explains, based on what Ravashi is asking, that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah should have mentioned the mother-in-law, that you marry the mother-in-law when you think your wife is dead. Is Bishlam Allah Abaye Damar Mashmos Dorshni Kabinayu. I understand very well if you assume like the sheet of Abaye, that the whole Machlok Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is in how to explain the Pasuk. The Rabbi Shmuel Savar Chodoksiv. The Rabbi Shmuel holds Eshen means one of them, and therefore you don't need to talk about the grandmother-in-law. Rabbi Akiva Savar Tartiksiv. And Rabbi Kiva holds that Eshen means two people are Chayiv Sreifa, and that's why he learned that it's talking about not only the mother-in-law but the grandmother-in-law as well. So Shapir, so then I understand very well that you can't ask that our Mishnah should be going like Rabbi Kiva, because the way Abaye understood, Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold that the Yisra of Chamosu goes away after the wife dies. The way Abaye read the Pasuk is that we all agree in Halacha. The Yisra of Chamosu, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel agree in Halacha, that the Yisra of Chamosu applies even after the wife dies. Why does it talk about two people, the two women being Chayiv Sreifa? It's just another generation, but certainly not the wife. Certainly nothing to do with the wife. Ella, the Rava, but the way Rava understood, which we just explained, to Amar Chamos Lachar Misa Kibinayu, where Rava learns that Rabbi Akiva holds that the Yisr of a mother-in-law goes away after the wife dies, so there's our Kasha. Let's see, Nami Chamoso. If our Mishnah were really going like Rabbi Akiva, it should have mentioned a case where the wife went away, you thought she was dead, so you married the mother-in-law. So Amalei, Nihid, so says no. Even Rava's understanding of Rabbi Akiva that there's no chiyuv sreifa on chamoso after the wife dies, he never said that it's mutter to marry the mother-in-law after the wife dies. It's mutter to marry the sister-in-law after the wife dies. The wife's sister becomes mutter after the wife dies. And therefore, our Mishnah could talk about a case. Wife went away, you thought she was dead, so you married her sister. It is not mutter to marry the mother-in-law after the wife dies. That that's going to be, she's still going to be Asura after the wife dies. She's just not going to be Chiv Sreifa. That's all Rabbi Akiva said. Now, the Mishnah had said that the woman is Mutzer to come back to her husband. So the Gemara assumed that the reason is because you married the sister B'shogeg. So it says the Gemara, V'tei Asur B'shchiv V'da'achosa Midi'dahava Aisha Shalach Bailim Medina Siyam. So ask the Gemara, why is the woman, again, the case of our Mishnah was, woman went away, you thought she was dead, so the husband thought she was dead, so he married her sister. Now the woman comes home, the wife comes home, and he's allowed to take back the wife. The wife is allowed to go back to the husband. So ask the Gemara, why doesn't the wife become Asura Labaila when the husband sleeps with her sister? Meaning we should treat it as if there's like a marriage between her sister and her husband, and that should be enough to Asur the original wife on her husband. Just like Mididahava Aisha Shalach Bayu Lemedina Siyam, just like the case in the previous Mishnah of a woman whose husband went Lemedina Siyam and she got remarried Bishogeg based on Eid Echad's testimony that her husband was dead. And we learned in that case, if the husband comes home, that they're assumed to each other, they're not allowed to continue their marriage. And we view it the same as if she cheated on him B'mezid. Says Mar Lo Dami Ishto De B'mezid Asira Mida Oraisa Bishogeg Gozu Barabaran. No, the two cases are very different. When the wife gets remarried b'shogeg, had she done that b'mezid, she'd be asur midal raisa to go back to her husband. So when she does it b'shogeg, the rabbanon are going to be gozer that it ruins the marriage. She's not allowed to go back to the husband. But achos isha, when a man marries his wife's sister, de b'mezid lo asir midal raisa. Where if a man marries his wife's sister, even if he does it b'mezid, it's not going to asur his wife on him midal raisa because his wife did nothing wrong. B'shogeg lo gozer barabanan. So if he b'shogeg married his wife's sister, thinking that his wife was dead, it's not going to asur his wife on him, even midrabanan. Uminalan de la asira says, "Well, how do I know that that's true? That a woman does not become asur to her husband when her husband sleeps with her sister? How do I know that if a man sleeps with his wife's sister?" B'mezid, that it does not asur his wife on him. That's the assumption that we're making, that since it doesn't asur his wife on him, so the Rabbanan aren't going to be gozer b'shogeg. How do I know that midaraisa doesn't asur his wife on him? D'tanya, because the braisa darshan's the pasuk says b'shachavish osa. So we darshan osa shchivasa osarta, that it's only it's only her own sleeping with someone else that's going to asur her to her husband, where she physically was involved in a maisa bia, the wife was involved in a maisa bia, that will asur her to her husband. But ve'in shchivas achosa usarta. But her sister's sleeping with her husband is not going to asur her to her husband. That's the drasha of osa. That you know how a woman becomes asur to her husband? When the woman herself sleeps with somebody she shouldn't be sleeping with. But the fact that her sister is sleeping with somebody she shouldn't be sleeping with, that's not going to asur the wife, the woman herself, to her husband. Sheyachot al adinu, because I might have thought otherwise. I might have made a kal v'chomer as follows. Now the Gemara is very cryptic. What Isr Kal are we talking about? If a person is Bawal in Isr Kal, Nesar Ha'oser, still the person who Asered on someone else themselves becomes Aser. So we're going to see what in the world that is. We're going to have six possibilities of what we're talking about in that line. But the Kal V'chomer is Makom Shaba Al Isr Chamur. If a person violates an Isr Chamur, and in this part we know what it means. It means a person violates Achos Ishto. He goes and he sleeps with his wife's sister, where that's a chamardik yisir. Say inudin shenesar oser. So all the more so, the wife who we should ask her, the wife who asked the sister on him in the first place. Meaning, why was your wife's sister asked to you? Because you were married to your wife. So your wife is considered the oser. She asked the sister on you. So by an isr chamur of achos ishto, the oser becomes ne'esar. The wife who asked her sister on you should become aser. How do I know that? Because by an isr kal it happens. We're going to have to figure out what that isr kal is. So we see that that the havamina is that we would have learned a kal v'chomer that your wife becomes aser when you sleep with her sister, and that's why I need a drasha from a pasuk that no, osa, that only a woman who herself has bia is going to become aser, but ein shchivas hachosa osarta. When a woman's sister has bia, she's not going to become aser. So Rabbi Yehuda, lo nechlu b'sham b'silel, b'ba'al chamosa. There is no machlokas between b'sham b'silel that if a person is ba'al his mother-in-law, sheposel his ishto, that's it, that now he's not allowed to be with his wife anymore. Al ma nechlu al ba'al achos ishto. The whole machlokas is only if he sleeps with achos ishto, shebeshame omrim posel, beshame says, that's it, now your wife is asur to you, or beisilil omrim lo posel, and beisilil says, no, the wife is not going to be asur to you, like the drasha that we had, osa shchivasa osarta, vein shchivas achosa osarta, that a wife does not become asur just because you slept with her sister. So I'm Rabbi Yossi says, no, lo nachlo beshame beisilil, shbal achos ishto, shelo posel ishto. In fact, all Tanoim agree that if you sleep with achos ishto, that it's not going to passel your wife based on that drasha of osa. Alman nechleku, you know what the whole machlokas is? Biba al chamoso, that if one sleeps with his mother-in-law, shebeshame omrim posel, beshame says, sleeping with your mother-in-law means that you're never allowed to be with your wife again. Beisil says, no, sleeping with the mother-in-law does not passel the wife on her husband. So Rabbi Yossi explains the reason that someone who's boel achos ishto should not become asur b'ishto. Lefisha b'tchila, before a man was ever mekadesh his wife, who mutter b'kol nashim shebo'olam, he would have been able to, he had an open field, he could have married anybody, there were plenty of fish in the sea, v'hi mutaris b'kol nashim shebo'olam, and she had an open field, she could have married anybody. Kidsha, once he's mekadesh his wife, what happens? Hu osra vihi asra too. Now they're both more limited. By virtue of the fact that they get married, they're both more limited in who they're allowed to marry going forward. But who asered who more? Meruba iser sha asara me iser sha asar too. He asered her a lot more than she asered him. Why? Shahu asara b'kol anashim shabolam. When a man is mekadesh anisha, that woman is now asar to the entire world. There is no eligible bachelor anymore for her because she's already married. She's nature's ish. But when a man marries, when a man gets married, he does not become asura to the asur to the whole world because he's allowed to have more than one wife. Who's he not allowed to marry? V'hilo asar to ella b'krovaseha. All she asks him to is her own relatives. He's now not allowed to marry her sister, her mother, her daughter. That's it. Valodinu, and therefore we can make the following kal v'chomer. Umahu shasar b'kalim nashim shabolam. If he asks her to all women in the world, shigga ba'asula, and when she does an isser with someone who she's asked to b'shogeg, the Torah is not so machmir in neseres b'mutrula. She does not become asr to her husband who's mutter to her, because we darshan v'hilo nitbasa, that when she's b'shogeg in the bia, that she does not become asr to her husband. Right? If a woman is raped, rachman al son, she does not become asr to her husband. So he, shalo asar tu, ela b'krovaseh, she who didn't have such a major impact on him, she was only able to asr him to her relatives. So the koach of that isr is not as strong as the koach of the isr that he had imposed on her. The koach of the isr she imposes on him is not nearly as strong. So all the more so, shagag b'asulo, eino din, shalo. When he b'shogeg has bia with one of those relatives, with her sister, so that for sure should not aser the original wife to him. So v'zeh din, and Rabbi Yossi explains that this din that we learn from a kal v'chomer is only l'shogeg, but l'meizet, that only explains when one is boel his achos ishto b'shogeg, that it's not going to passel his wife. L'meizet minayin, how do I know that if one of Eve is that even if one is boel achos ishto b'meizet, that it's not going to pass his wife? Tamalomar osa. That's the drasha of osa. Osa shkivas osarta vein shkivas achosa osarta. That a woman can only become asura to her husband by virtue of who she sleeps with. She cannot become asura to her husband by virtue of who her sister sleeps with. So the husband goes and sleeps with the wife's sister. That's not going to asur the woman to her husband. So the Gemara explains the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that someone who's ba'al chamoso asurs his wife according to everybody. So I'm Rabbi Ami, I'm Rish Lakish. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda think that if someone sleeps with his mother-in-law, his wife now becomes asutim? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, "Be'esh yisrafu osove esen." So it sounds like when he marries a woman and then he sleeps with her mother, they're both chayiv sreifa. Now, it can't mean that they're both his wife and his mother-in-law chayiv sreifa. V'chi kol habayis kula b'sreifa. We're just indiscriminately going to burn people, meaning the wife did nothing wrong. It doesn't make any sense that the wife would be chayiv sreifa. So, me'ena winyan l'sreifa. So, v'eshen is not referring to sreifa. T'nei winyan l'yisura. Must at least be telling me that there's an isser that's created, that when a man sleeps with his mother-in-law, yes, the man is chayiv sreifa, the mother-in-law is chayiv sreifa, and what happens to the wife? She's at least asura to go back to the husband. So it does not, it's not sreifa, but vesed means that she's not allowed to go back to the husband. And so now the Gemara paskins this issue. Amar Rabbi Amar Shmuel, ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that if a man sleeps with his mother-in-law, that his wife is now asura to him. Instead, we paskin that if a man sleeps with his mother-in-law, his wife is still muteres to him. So the Gemara brings a braisa where we learn another detail la halacha as well. There was a guy that was bimezid, slept with his mother-in-law, asked Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda came, nagde, and he gave the guy makas mardus. So Amalei, Rav Yehuda told the boel, the guy that went and slept with his mother-in-law, bimezid, ilav damar Shmuel, ein alach Rav Yehuda, if not for the fact that Shmuel said, we don't paskin like Rav Yehuda, asir ta alach yisur da'olam, I would have asked your wife on you forever, and even after your mother-in-law died, I would have asked your wife on you forever. But since we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, I can't answer her for you. So that was the Maisa that demonstrates this this halacha, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that the wife is asura to him when he sleeps with the mother-in-law. If he sleeps with the mother-in-law, the wife is still muteris to him. Now we're going to go back to the Kal V'chomer we said before. We said that there was, had it not been for the pasuk of Osa, we would have darshan the following Kal V'chomer. If when someone is boel in Isrkal, the ne'esar, the oser becomes ne'esar, whatever that means. So someone who's Baal Isra Chamor, we said, if someone is Baal, his wife's sister, which is much more Chamor than the Isra Kal, whatever the Isra Kal is, so for sure the wife who was the original Ne'esar, who was the original Oser, should be Ne'esar, should become Asura to him. That was the original, the Kal V'chomer that we suggested, from which we would have thought that when you sleep with Achos Ishto, your wife becomes Asura to you. Question is, what's the Isra Kal that we're referring to? Six possibilities. So my Isra Kal, what Isra Kal is the Brisa referring to? So not, possibility number one, Amr of Chista, Maxer Gushasum Shaniseis. It's talking about a case where you remarry a woman that you had previously divorced after she had been married and divorced from someone else. So so which is Nisra Midar Raisa. And that's Nisra Kal, because that's just a regular losase. And here's what the Brisa is trying to tell me when it says Ne'esar Ha'oser. Ba'al Ahai, the second guy that marries her after you divorce her, Asara Alei Dahai, that answers her to you, the original husband. So Baal Idach, if now the first husband is Baal her, Asara Alei Dahai, that's going to answer her on the second husband as well, because now, from his perspective, he had divorced her, and she also married someone else after he divorced her. She married back to the first husband. So the second husband, who is the Oser, he's the one that answered her on the first husband, is now Nesar on account of the first husband. So that's what it means. Nesar Oser, that the first husband married, you have Reuven marries a woman, and that woman goes, and Reuven divorces her, that woman goes and marries Shimon, so Shimon asers her on Reuven, because by virtue of the fact that he married her, she becomes asers to Reuven. Now Shimon divorces her, now when Reuven marries her again, he asers her back on Shimon, because now she's married someone else after Shimon had divorced her. So that's what it means, Nesar Oser. So it says Gemara, nah, if that were the case, we cannot derive the iser of your wife after you sleep with her sister from that. Because Ma'al Maksim Kushasim Mishani says, she can nit ma'aguf. By Maksim Kushasim Mishani says, she's the one that did the iser. And Isura Barov. And the iser on the first husband it would have been Chal had she slept with anybody in the entire, had she married anybody in the entire world. If once Reuven divorces her, it didn't matter that she married Shimon. She could have married anybody and she would have become Asur to Reuven. And Isur Isur Olam, and she's also to her original husband forever, as opposed to Achos Ishto, the wife didn't do anything. There was no Maisa Begufa. It was her sister who did something. And even if you learn to Aser her with her sister sleeping with somebody, the Isur was not Ali De Shrivas Rove of the world. She only becomes Aser because it was her sister with her husband. It was not something that could have been anybody. And it's not going to be an Isra Olam. The Isra of her sister is only while she's still alive. So none of those three qualifications are met. So how can you learn from the Isra Kal of Maksur Gushaso to the Isra of Achos Ishto? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't match at all. So second possibility. What is the Isra Kal we're referring to? Elo Amar Ish Lakish Yevama. That we're talking about the Isra of Yevama. Well, that's very vague. Yevama Laman. The Yevama marrying who? So Ile Mela Acher. If it means to say that it means Yevama L'shuk, that we're learning from the Yisra of Lotia Ishus Hameshach Hachutzal Ishzar, that the Yavam is allowed to marry somebody else. Ukat Rav Amnuna, the Rav Amnuna Shomeres Yavam Shazinsa Asur Li Yavama. And we're assuming like Rav Amnuna, that if a Shomeres Yavam goes and sleeps with someone else who's not a family member, she's now not allowed to do Yibum with her husband's brother, like an Ishus Ish, that's Mizana, that becomes Asur to her husband. A Yavama, that's Mizana, is also Asur to the Yavam. And the Bryce is telling me we should learn from a Kalvachomer that if a Yavam who asers his Yavama to marry anyone else, because by virtue of the Zika, she's not allowed to marry Lashuk, and nevertheless, he becomes Asr to his Yavama when she does go marry someone at Lashuk, so that's the Yisr Kal. So Kalvachomer, that a wife is going to become Asura when her sister, the wife who asered her sister on her husband, is going to become Asura when her sister marries her husband. So says Gemara, but that doesn't match either. Mali Yavama Shekin Nizmaguf. Again, by the case of the Yavama, she did it. By the case of the Yavama, she's the one that went and got married Lashuk. She's the one that married somebody else. And Isura Barov. And her Isser is on anybody who's not one of the husband's brothers. Whereas by the case of Achos Ishto, she's not the one that did it. The wife did nothing wrong. It was her sister who slept with her husband. There was nothing that happened Begufa. And the Isser is not Barov. The Isser was very specific that it was her sister who was not allowed to be with her husband. It was not about anybody else in the entire world. So the cases, again, don't match. So Ella, a third possibility. What is the case of Kal that we're talking about? Yavama li'achin. We're talking about a case where one of the brothers did Maimer, which asers her now on the other brothers. Meaning her husband died, he had a whole bunch of brothers, one of them went and did Maimer on her. So now she's Asura to all the other brothers. So Avad ba Maimer hai. So first Yavam, Ruvain does Maimer, and is Kona her Midrabanan, and that Asura le'dahai. Midrabanan asers her on Shimon Levi Yehuda and everybody else. Ba'ala idach, let's say Shimon now has Bia with her, meaning he does Yibam on her, even though it's a violation of Nisud Rabbanan, because Reuven had already done Maimer on her. Shimon goes and does Bia on her. Asara le dahai. Now that's going to Asar on Reuven, because the Yibam da Raisa will Asar her on all the other brothers. So we learn from the Kal V'chomer that if the original Yavam, who Asared his Yavama on his brothers by doing Maimer, becomes Asar to the Yavama when she has Bia with one of the other brothers, so Kal V'chomer that a wife should become Asura to her husband when the wife who Asered her sister on her husband should for sure become Asur when her sister has Bia with her husband. Says my Iria Shabala Sheni Afilu Avilba Nami Maimer. Says wait. It's not Shimon's Bia with the Yavama that makes her Asura to Reuven. Had Shimon done anything with the Yavama, it would have made her Asura to Reuven. Even if Shimon had just done Maimer on the Yavama, it would have made her Asura to Reuven. So you can't derive from there what happens with a Bia, right? Had he done Maimer on her, it would have made her Asur. So hello Kasha, Kermagam Liel, Damar Ein Maimer Acher Maimer. No, maybe we're assuming that Shimon's Maimer would do nothing. It would not Asur her to Reuven. We're assuming like Kermagam Liel, that once one brother does Maimer, none of the no other brother's Maimer is going to be meaningful. So says but still, Alafil Nasan Laget, Vafilu Chalatzla, still, he could have done something else short of Bia that would still Asur her to Reuven. It's not Shimon's Bia that's going to Asur her to Reuven. If Shimon would give her Get, if Shimon would do Chalitza, any of those things would Asur her to Reuven. So now we move on to the fourth possibility. What is the Isr Kal we're talking about? Elam, Rabbi Yochanan, Sota. We're talking about a Sota that becomes Asur after she becomes Asura, after she's Nivala be'Isr. So Sota Laman, what do you mean? To who? Who is she Nivala that she becomes Asur through? So that we would consider an Isr Kal. Elam Lebal, if we're talking about that she had Bia with her husband after being accused of cheating on him, and we're saying that if the husband has Bia with her, now she's going to become Asura to the Boel, that even if the husband dies or the husband divorces, so we should learn a Kal V'chomer, that if the Boel asers a woman on her husband when she has Yichud with the Boel, that asers her on the husband, and nevertheless the Boel becomes Asur when she has Bia with her husband, so Kal V'chomer, the sister should become, the wife should become Asur when the sister has Bia with the husband. Well, my iria Boel, afilu nasan laget, afilu Amar Ein Ani Mashka. No, because you don't need the husband to be Boel her in order for her to become Aser to the Boel. Even if the husband just gives her a get, or even if he says, I'm not going to be Mashka her, she remains Asura to the Boel. So it's not a Maisa Bia that Asers. So fifth possibility, Ella Sota the Boel. No, what he meant, the Isra Kal that we're referring to is the Isra of the Sota to the Boel. And we're learning Kal V'chomer, that if the Baal Asers his wife on the Boel, by marrying his wife, she becomes Asura to the Boel. And nevertheless, he becomes Asur to his own wife when she's Nivala to the Boel. So Kolshke, when a woman's sister sleeps with her husband, that the original wife is going to become Asur. Well, hi, Isra Kalhu. Wait a second. You're calling that an Isra Kal? A married woman goes and sleeps with a Boel with someone else? That's your definition of an Isra Kal? Isra Chamaru, Dainu Eishas Ish. That's Eishas Ish. That's about as Chamar as an Isra can get. That can't be the Isra Kal. So Ella Amarava, Eishas Ish. So Rava says, sixth possibility, it's Eishas Ish, that's Nivala to someone else be Isser. V'chein kiyasav Rav and Amar Rav Yochanan Eishas Ish, umaykar le Isser Kal. No, it is an Eishas Ish. It's really the same fifth possibility, but we're just justifying, why do we call it an Isser Kal? Shein Osra Osra Kal Yamav. Because the Bubble will not Aser on others for his entire life. Because if he gives her a get, she becomes Muteres to other people, even while the Bubble is still alive. As opposed to, she's not like his wife, who will Aser her sister as long as she's living. Meaning, when you marry a woman, you are not allowed to marry your sister as long as that woman is still alive, as long as your wife is still alive, even after you divorce her. Whereas when a woman is with a Boel, she's not Asura to everybody. If the Boel divorces her, then she's allowed to be with other people. So it's not an Isser Olam. Tanya Namiachim, we have a Bryce that says like this, Abachal Nam Rishum Reb Lazar, Eishas Ish, an Eishas Ish that has Bia with someone else, so should Aser a woman whose sister had Bia with her husband, Mikal V'chomer.
If someone was Baal and Eishas Ish, which is an Isser Kal in a certain sense. What makes it an Isser Kal? Again, it's terrible. It's Eishas Ish. But that which is Gorim the Isser to the whole world is not forever. If the husband divorces her, she's Muteris to the rest of the world. And yet, the Torah is so Machmir in that Isser that when she violates that Isser and she has Bia with someone else, Ne'esara Oser, that even the husband himself becomes Aser to her. Where your wife who asers her sister on you, and that's a permanent isra as long as she's alive, so for sure by the violation of that isra should result in the original wife becoming asura. So that's the original kal v'chomer that we suggested we would have derived had it not been for a pasuk. Tabalomar osa, but in the end of the day we had a pasuk that says osa shchivas osarta vein shchivas achosa. The pasuk tells me that a woman's own behavior can asser her to her husband, but her sister's behavior cannot asser her to her husband. And that's ultimately the pasuk. Meaning, this whole discussion, all six possibilities, was all a havamina. Right? It was all, we would have learned a kal v'chomer had it not been for a pasuk that tells me that when you sleep with your wife's sister, your wife does not become asura to you. We would have learned a kal v'chomer. So this whole discussion was, what kal v'chomer would have we learned had I not had this pasuk? But in the end of the day, we have the pasuk, and therefore the pasuk teaches me that if you sleep with your wife's sister, your wife is still muteres to you. So then we had a cryptic line in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yosef, so that's the end of the first part of the daf. Rabbi Yosef were kol shaposel. Rabbi Yosef said, anyone who's posel al-yedei acherim is posel al-yedei atzmo, anyone was not posel al-yedei acherim, anyone was posel al-yedei atzmo. We had no idea what that meant. So the Gemara is going to have four possibilities of what that means. My kamer Rabbi Yosi. What's Rabbi Yosi talking about, and in what way is he arguing on the Tanakama? So Ilema, the first possibility, the kamer Tanakama. Tanakama said, the azul ishto v'giso. Tanakama came up with a case where your wife and your wife's sister's husband went l'medina sayam, and you thought they were both dead, so you thought that not only was your wife gone and therefore you're an eligible bachelor, but your wife's sister's husband is dead and therefore she's also eligible, so you married her. So now they both come back medina siyam. So the Tanakama holds Eishas giso asira. Your sister-in-law cannot go back to her husband, but v'ishto sharia, you can take your wife back. V'kamele Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says to the Tanakama that no, ki echi di ishto sharia, Eishas giso nami sharia. That just like you're allowed to take your wife back, your sister-in-law is allowed to go back to her husband. Well, iachi, if that's what Rabbi Yossi is coming to tell me, then why does he say kol she'ein posel al yidei achirim, ein posel al yidei atzmo? It sounds like since his bia doesn't posel her to other people, so she doesn't become posel to him either. That's not true. It's the opposite. That since his wife is muteris to him, the chum were never misakein to require giving a get to the sister-in-law that you were thought you were married to in the interim, and mimela she's allowed to go back to her husband. I mean, the whole sfera of Rabbi Yossi is since you don't have to give a get to your sister-in-law who you were thought you were married to in the interim, no one is going to think that when she goes back to her husband that it's maxer grushaso after she was nises to somebody else because you never gave her a get. Everyone's going to realize that it's not a case of maxer grushaso. So it's really the original source of the heter of the sister-in-law to go back to her husband is your heter to take your wife back. What it should have said is, whenever the bia with achos ishto is not going to apostle your own wife to you, so it's not going to apostle her to her husband either. That's what it should have said, if that's really what Rabbi Yossi meant. So that's not what Rabbi Yossi meant. The Ella, second possibility of what Rabbi Yossi really meant. What Rabbi Yossi meant is as follows, ki hechi deshes kiso asira ishto nami asira. That Rabbi Yossi is saying that the same halacha that you have with your wife, your sister-in-law is going to have with her husband, but in the opposite direction. Just like your sister-in-law is not allowed to go back to her husband when he comes back alive, so too you're not allowed to take your wife back. That's what you're saying is being more machmir. So it says, "Hatenach kol shaposel, kol she'eno posel mayavita." Well, that will explain the line of kol shaposel ayde acherim posel ayde atzmo. That since he posels his sister-in-law to her husband, and therefore he's got to give her a get, say he becomes posel to his own wife. But what's the other line of kol she'eno posel? What's that line teaching me according to this understanding? So Rabbi Ami says that, which I guess you can count as the third possibility, or maybe not, just refining this possibility, that line is going Aresha. That's going on the din that's written in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak about a husband who goes away in the Medina Siam, where Nisei Salpi Beisdin, where we said in that case that if the woman gets remarried, her husband disappeared, and the woman gets remarried based on one aid and Beisdin, so we said Teitzei, she has to divorce the second husband, Upturim in a carbon, but she does not have to bring a carbon because she acted Alpi Beisdin. But Alpi Eidim, if she got remarried based on the testimony of two Eidim, Teitzei v'chayavis b'carbon, that she's going to be chayav a carbon. And in that sense, Yafa kocha shel Beisdin shapotra min a carbon, that the koch of Beisdin is going to that is greater than Shnei Eidim, in that Beisdin Alpi Eid Echad will exempt her from a carbon, as opposed to if she gets remarried with Shnei Eidim, she's going to be chayav a carbon. So that's where Rabbi Shimon had said that if she gets married al piedim, she can go back to her original husband. So Tanakama is saying in our Mishnah that the din of a woman who comes from Medina Siyam, that she's allowed to go back to her husband, is loshna al piedim, is not going to make a difference whether her husband married her sister based on edim testifying that she was dead, where the ishas giso sharia, meaning again, if Adam testified that both she and the brother-in-law were dead, so the brother-in-law's wife is mutter to go back to her original husband when they come back alive, like Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah, v'loshna al pi beisdin, and it doesn't matter if she got married based on Eid Echad and Beisdin, Teishas Kiso Asira, where the wife is going to be, where the sister-in-law is going to be Asura to go back to her husband, she, the wife, is still going to be muteris to go back to her husband. That's what the Tanakhama of our Mishnah is saying, that even though in the previous Mishnah we distinguish between when a woman gets remarried al pi Eid Echad or al pi Shnei Eidim, whether she's allowed to go back to her husband when the husband comes back alive, and therefore that's exactly the situation that the sister-in-law is in, because the people who went to Medina Siyam were the wife and the brother-in-law, so the sister-in-law is in a situation where the husband comes back to Medina Siyam, and in that case we're going to distinguish for the sister-in-law's marriage, we're going to distinguish whether it was Eid Echad or Shnei Eidim that told this her husband was dead, but for the wife we're not going to distinguish for the original husband and wife, we're not going to distinguish whether it was Zedach or Shneidim. Either way, he's allowed to take her back. And then we come to Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi pipes up and says, "Al pi beizdin tepost al yidei acherim," when she was allowed to marry, when it was an eid echad that told us that these people were dead, where it's tepost al yidei acherim, that the marriage to the sister would passel her on her husband, post al yidei atzmo, so his wife is going to be passeled to him as well. But al pi eidim dein post al yidei acherim. But if they got married by the testimony of two eidim, where now the wife, the sister-in-law is going to be allowed to go back to the brother-in-law, so then ain't apostle Ali Deatzma, then he's going to be allowed to take his wife back as well. Meaning all Rabbi Yossi is saying is just like we distinguish between getting remarried al pi eid echad and getting remarried al pi shnei eidim. When it's a husband that goes away, we make that same distinction. When it's a wife that goes away, that same distinction between when the husband got remarried al pi eid echad versus al pi shnei eidim. And then the Gemara brings one final interpretation. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar that li olam, really Rabbi Yossi is not going on the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. It's a seifa. He's going on our Mishnah. It talks about a woman who gets remarried al pi eid echad, that one eid that said that her husband died and that her husband and her sister died. Hada azli arusaso v'giso. Hada azli ishto v'giso. Rabbi Yossi, when he says that he's pasal al acherim, he's pasal al atzmo, is talking about a case where his arusa and his gisa left. His arusa and his brother-in-law left, meaning his wife wasn't his full-fledged wife. They only had kiddushin. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, who said when he doesn't pass al acherim, he also doesn't pass al atzmo, that's talking about a nesua of the gisa left. The kamer tanakam, so the tanakam is saying loshna ishto v'gisa, loshna arusasu v'gisa. I don't care whether they had erusin or nisuin. Eishas gisa asira v'ishto sharia. The sister-in-law and brother-in-law are not allowed to get back together, but you and your wife are allowed to get back together. The Kamala Rav Yossi, and Rav Yossi says, no, ishto v'giso, when it's your full-fledged wife and your brother-in-law that went away, deleka l'meimer tana avilei b'nisuin, no one's going to think there was any tonight because it was a full-fledged nisuin. Deino postali de'achre, deino postali de'atzmo. That's where you're going to be allowed to take your wife back because your sister-in-law and brother-in-law are going to be able to get back together. But arusaso v'giso, if it's your arusa that left, deika l'meimer tana avilei b'kedushin, where people will think that the whole kedushin was al tanai, and therefore you're going to need to give the sister-in-law a get, so postali de'achreim, and therefore the sister-in-law is not going to be allowed to go back to the brother-in-law, then you're not going to be allowed to take your wife back either. And that's where Rabbi Yossi is contributing, that it depends that whether you're allowed to take your wife back or not will depend whether she was a nesua or only an arusa. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara is going to try to figure out what we mean when we say that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, everyone have a great day and a great Shabbos.